The makers of Alka-Seltzer are proud to bring you those two lovable old radio friends of yours, Lum and Abner. Today's Decoration Day, and Lum and Abner join me in hoping all of you had an enjoyable holiday. You know, it's fun to have a holiday now and then, to take a trip, to go visiting, or have friends drop in, but be careful, for these are the times when we usually eat and drink and smoke too much, keep late hours, and overindulge. Now, you know, of course, that it's never wise to go to excess in anything you do, but if you forget your better judgment over this weekend, be sure to remember Alka-Seltzer. Yes, Alka-Seltzer comes to your rescue fast when too good a time causes you to be distressed by a headache, an upset stomach, acid indigestion, or that miserable morning after feeling. Well, thanks to the unique combination of scientifically tested ingredients which it contains, Alka-Seltzer offers surprisingly fast relief in all of these common after-the-party ills. So be prepared. Wherever you go, take along your Alka-Seltzer, and never be without a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets in your home, especially when your weekend plans call for big times. Now, if you haven't any Alka-Seltzer handy now, be wise. Get a package from your druggist tonight or tomorrow, sure. And now, we take you to Pine Ridge. Well, today being Memorial Day, Lum and Abner are taking a holiday from their duties at the Dot Jot and Down store. The old fellow spent the morning over at the schoolhouse, where Lum was the principal speaker at the Memorial Day services. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum seated on the front porch of his home. Abner is just approaching. Listen.
Here, come on up on the gallery instead, Abner. I'll go bring you out a rocker here.
No, never mind now, Lum. I'll just sit here on the steps. Can't stay but a minute. Got to go on over to the store and feed them rabbits.
Oh, them rabbits. For goodness sakes, Abner. They're going to eat us out of house and home.
I won't do no such a thing now. They don't eat a whole lot.
All right, you take them in on that ditch. You're the one that's going to have to take care of them, and that you will do.
I'm going to take care of both of them. Just don't pay no attention to it now. It's my doing. It's my doing. I'll look after it. I just come by to tell you, Lum, but I thought you done uncommonly well on your Memorial Day speech over at the schoolhouse a while ago.
Oh, well, thank you, Abner. I thought I'd done that good myself.
Right.
A little push per time never have killed the subject.
Well, you talked for better than 2 hours.
Yeah, I could have spoke for half a day, though, and still not said all I know.
No. Well, I thought you done all right. There weren't many of them got up and left before you got done.
Yeah, I just meant there's some more I could have said if I could have thought of it.
Yeah, sure. I sworn that Mole's Moots can make some of the funniest remarks of any fella I ever known.
Mole?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that Mole's is a wit, all right.
I had to laugh at something he said down there today while you was talking. You've been going about an hour and a half, I reckon, in there. Me and Moles and some of the others are sitting back there in the back window. Well, you know how dry he is.
Oh, yeah, you're okay.
All at once he turned around and said that, you know, that Lum Evans would be a good out loud talker if he just had somebody to help him out.
Somebody to help me out?
Yeah. You said that you could make the speech all right, but that you ought to have somebody there to knock you in the head when you got done.
Mole said that?
Yeah, that's what they were all talking about back there when you looked back there and glared at us.
A fine howdy-do. Fine howdy-you-do, I must say. Man standing up there pouring out his very soul and Mole back there making slighting remarks about it. That's just like him, though. I wouldn't trust him no further than I could pack a pie and eat with one hand.
Yeah, well, Rom, he just said...
How much is he owing us down there at the store?
Well, he don't owe us nothing. Mose always pays up in full the first day of the month.
Yeah, that's right. Well, just don't let him have nothing else down there on the credit.
You mean not to put nothing else on the books, Frank?
No, sir. I believe we're just taking too much of a risk on him.
Why, Mom, Moses always had the name of being honest and upright in his dealing.
Yeah, I know he has up to now. But there's always a first time to everything. There's a fellow that's going to beat somebody someday, and I just don't want to take chances on it being us.
Yeah. Still, it'd just be hard for me to believe that Moses would just deliberately beat a man on a debt he's on. He's always been so regular in paying up.
That might be just what he's up to. Pay up regular for years and get her confidence and trust and then beat us if he can.
Well, I never had thought about it just that way. I know that that might be just what he's up to, all right.
So he said I ought to have somebody knock me in the head when I got on making a speech, huh?
Yeah, of course he was just joshing. Well, I know he liked your speech, but he got so interested that he moved up close to once just so he could hear it better. You sure brought tears to his eyes, I'll say that, Rom.
Maybe there's some sadness in it, all right. That part there where I was letting my voice sort of quiver. That's what got him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he made the remarks that night and said, old Rom could come nigh hitting a nail on the head and every fella he ever heard be out loud talking.
Who said that?
Mose.
I thought you said he was making fun of my speech making.
Oh, no, no. He's just joshing about having somebody knock you in the head when he got done. No, he just went on about what a good speech it is, yeah.
He did, huh?
Oh, yeah. I think most of them enjoyed it.
Well, gathering like we had down there today is a good thing. Fine for the community.
Well, I don't know where it is or not, Rom. All is ends up in some hard feelings. Grandpappy Spears and Grandpa Masters ain't on speaking terms for about 3 months after every Memorial Day. About the time they get things patched up, why, here comes another one and they're at it again. Arguing about which were the greatest general, Grant or Lee, arguing.
Yeah, but they get a sight of enjoyment out of it. I just thought when I was up there talking a while ago, that's an awful pretty sight. Grandpappy Spears and Grandpa Masters sitting down there together. One of them wearing the blue and the other in the gray. Best of friends.
Yeah, I'll bound you they'll have a fight before the day's over.
Well, tell you the truth, Abner, I think putting on them uniforms sort of gets them stirred up all over again.
Yeah, I reckon so. It must. Something does.
To me, that's one of the most inspiring sights I ever seen. Them two old fellas that goes around here ordinary, all bent over and can't hardly navigate. Then is the minute to put on one of them uniforms, they throw out their chest and start prancing like they were 16-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Then Pepe Spear puts me in mind of a little band of roosters sitting around.
Yeah, yeah. That uniform of his fits him about like a shirt on a broom handle. He's shrunk about 3 or 4 sizes since the Civil War.
Well, naturally he would. Get up to his age. But he wouldn't have it changed for nothing. We'll pack it away tonight till next year and salt it down good with mothballs.
Yeah, yeah. Lord, me, you could smell them mothballs today the minute they come in.
Yeah, I know it.
2 or 3 of them dropped out of their pocket while they were sitting there.
Yeah, I know. I heard them hit the floor and rolled down towards the front
door. Well, that little boy, Homer Rankins, went down there and picked up one and put it in his mouth and ate it.
Is that what that commotion was about?
Why, sure. His mommy grabbed him and rushed outside with him.
I thought maybe she just left on account of she never liked the speech.
Oh, no, no, no. That's what the trouble was, little boy.
Well, I was going to say, I tried my best not to say nothing to hurt nobody's feelings.
Well, I don't know now. You cut the dirt right out from some of them's feet there, Mom, when you got to talking about folks that's always criticizing this country. I noticed old Uncle Henry Lunsford sitting there twisting and squirming like a fella is being pestered by a wasp whenever you got to talking about that.
Well, he ought to squirm. I was aiming that at him, too.
You were, huh?
These fellas that always complain about this country, why don't they go somewhere in the other country if they don't like this one? Well, it's our trouble. We don't know when we're well off. Just look at them foreign countries. Them that ain't having war are sitting there scared to death it might break loose any minute.
Yeah.
We've got the greatest country in the world, and it takes a day like this to make us all stop and realize it. Memorial Day. In honor of the soldiers that give their lives so that we could have the peace that we're enjoying today. It's up to us to keep that democracy. See that the things that they fought for are preserved.
Doggone, sounds like you starting off out on another speech again.
I told you I never have carried the subject down at the schoolhouse.
I'll bound Jim old mooch to enjoy hearing you say all that, Lon.
Yes, I wish you was down here. I do love to talk before a fellow got away that knows good speaking whenever he hears it.
Huh?
Moles is a man that can appreciate good out loud talking. I've always said that.
Oh, yeah. It's too bad that we're going to have to cut off his credit down at the store, though.
Well, I've been thinking about that, Abner. Maybe you better go ahead and sell him stuff on the credit.
No, sir, now, I don't believe we ought to do it, Mom. I think he's just been paying up regularly so he could get in debt to us and beat us.
Why, he ain't no such a thing. Moles wouldn't beat nobody out of nothing, and you know it. I'm ashamed of you for even fishing in such a thing.
Well, you said so yourself a while ago.
Did I say Moles?
Why, sure you did. Don't you know you said?
Well, I do know. I must have been thinking about somebody else.
Who?
I don't know all him, but anybody else but Moles. So he liked my speech, did he?
Oh, yeah, he sure did.
He's a fine fella, you know him. Smart. Things I'm just a good mind to copy that thing down and send it to him, so that he'll have it to keep.
Oh, well, now, I wouldn't go to all that.
I want to put it down anyway, so that I'll have it for myself next year.
Next year?
Yeah, they'll more than likely call on me again next year to make the speech at the Memorial Day exercises. That way, I won't have to study up no new speech.
Yeah, well, I think they're going to have Squire Skimp give the speech next year, Long.
Squire Skimp? Who said so?
Well, I just heard some of the boys talking. They said they thought they ought to make a change. You give a speech for 3-year hand running now. They never wanted to impose on you now.
Who did you hear talking?
Well, some of it's on the Memorial Day Committee. Caleb Wehunt and Uncle Henry Rossford. Moles Moose. Moles is ahead of it, you know. He was the one that wanted Squire Skimp.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. So they're going to get somebody else for next year, huh? That's appreciation for you. Appreciation's our must-say. All right, Grannies, I'm just glad we decided to cut off that old Moose's credit. That only low-down good for nothing. I wouldn't trust that fella no further than I could drop kick.
You know, I wonder, what do you do when you have a headache? Well, next time, try an Alka-Seltzer. You'll feel better fast. Yes, friends, whatever you do, never let a headache get you down. Why put up with the pain and discomfort of a headache when Alka-Seltzer may bring you the very relief you want? It's so easy and pleasant to get relief the modern Alka-Seltzer way. Here, let me show you. You just drop an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two into a glass of water like this. Then watch it bubble up and dissolve. And there, right before your eyes, you've seen the very thing happen that accounts for Alka-Seltzer's unusual effectiveness and quick action. You see, when you place an Alka-Seltzer tablet in a glass of water, its analgesic, or pain-relieving ingredient, comes into complete solution, and it's ready to go to work the moment it enters your stomach. There's no delay, no waiting for relief when you take Alka-Seltzer for headaches. You'll feel better fast. So be sure to try it for headaches. Remember, you can get Alka-Seltzer at all drugstores by the package and also by the glass at the soda fountain. Lum and Abner will be back with you again with their own program next Monday evening. And tomorrow night, Lum and Abner will be guests on the Alka-Seltzer National Barn Dance. So listen to the Barn Dance on these same stations between 5 and 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Bruce Crosby speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.